Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Shamika Tia. Today is Monday, February 4th, 2019, and today's show is titled Confidently Lost. And before I go into why that title was selected, let me do a brief intro. I'm Shamika Tia. I'm 43 years old. I now live in Georgia. I'm the mother of one male child. I'm studying and growing in the Word, and I've invited you to take the journey with me. However, for today's show, normally I would tell everybody to take out their own Bibles and read along, but for the sake of today's show, there's not going to be too many. I don't even think there's going to be any scripture reading unless somebody prompts me to go to the scriptures or come back up what I'm saying with the scriptures. It's not going to be too many scripture readings. Mine straight came from another way. So if you would like to dial in, the guest dial-in number is 563-999-3682. Again, 563-999-3682. Okay, so Saturday, I had a really, really nice day, and it was so nice because I got to sleep in all day, and when I say sleep in all day, I mean sleep in all day. I didn't get up till later on in the afternoon. I was up all night, but I got up later in the afternoon. It was my day off. For those that know, I work and live at a ministry, but I get off 6 days a month. So Saturday and Sunday was my days off. So Saturday, after I got up, I went and got my oil changed and got my car serviced, and then I jumped right on the parkway and headed to Atlanta, which is an hour and like an hour and a half away from where I live. And I didn't hit no traffic. I drove straight there. And by the time I got on the parkway, it was probably, was it about 3 o'clock? I'm going to say about 3 o'clock. And I drove straight to Atlanta, no problems. No, only when I got off the parkway and got onto Allen Ivan Boulevard, that was a little bit of traffic, which is normal. And then I just drove up to a place called Southern Breakfast or something like that. And I was like, ooh, I should eat there so my car can already be parked there, which is just down the road from the museum. And I'm so glad I did that, but I was not happy about spending the amount of money I spent for breakfast food. I got chicken and waffles. I mean, it was good, but it was not worth the price. And I understand it was that price because it's right there in the middle of the tourist area. And it was either do that or pay for parking, $60 for parking, and I wasn't trying to do that. So I went in. I was able to, after I got finished eating, I asked the manager, I was like, can I just run down the street? I was like, I won't be long. Can the car just stay here? He was like, yeah. Ran down the street, went into the museum. The museum was so beautiful and so amazing. It was the Civil Rights Museum. I ran in there. I didn't waste no time in there, too. I was just running, taking pictures, boop, 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 because I was remembering that I had to get back and get my car. But it was amazing. I mean, they had this one room that you go into downstairs. It had Martin Luther King's writings all in this glass. What do you call it? I guess like a glass, I'm not going to say a glass table, but you know, like where they keep jewelry, what do they call that? Like a glass, whatever. All his writings in there, I mean, just in there. You couldn't take pictures in there. Those that was looking for the pictures, you can't take pictures in that room. And they even had the suitcase that he had of the day of his murder with the items in there. I think there was a bottle of pills, some antacid, and I think it was a comb, some shaving stuff. And I mean, I was just like in awe, like looking around like, wow, they saved all this stuff in here. This is amazing. It's a beautiful museum. And then I went upstairs, and they had certain things on, like, these stands. And then on the bottom of it, it gives you the history of that. And guess what? One of the things they had was a cell phone. And I was so surprised because as I'm standing there and I'm looking at the cell phone, and I'm thinking in my mind, what is this cell phone just doing on the stand? This couple comes up to me, and the dude starts talking about how the materials that's used to make cell phones is only found in Africa. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, only found in Africa and all of this stuff. He just was going off. He knew his history really, really good. And I was like, oh, okay, dang, I didn't know that. They have some other stuff, and then it just makes you go, okay, no wonder. You know, it's just amazing. And so I took a lot of pictures. I definitely would like to go back there, maybe even this month, because apparently Coca-Cola paid for the whole month for it to be free. So, you know, if it's free, it's for me. And that's what made me be like, I need to get out there this weekend. I forgot that it was even a Super Bowl weekend. I'm not into football like that. But it was, and it didn't affect me. I'm glad I didn't know that, because I probably would not have went. And I didn't even hit no traffic. I mean, straight there, same thing on the way back, straight back. You know, that's the favor. The favor of the Lord. But it was just beautiful. I plan on going back again sometime this month, where I can really take my time and be there for a couple of hours and just kind of reading and studying and really dissecting the stuff that's there. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful. It was nice, open, and just beautiful. With, you can tell the latest technology was used in creating the museum. I mean, it was just amazing. State of the art, okay? I didn't even get a chance to go into the store. There's a store near, like, I guess if you want to buy, like, memorabilia or whatever. I didn't even get a chance to go in there, nor did I want to spend the money to buy anything after the gas and the expensive tab at the restaurant, you know, and I had some other stuff I had to buy. So anyway, I definitely would like to take another trip out there and just really spend a couple of hours just dissecting the stuff. This is so beautiful. But anyway, on the way home, I'm chilling and vibing. And I got off the parkway at my exit at about 7. And I was like, I don't feel like going home right now. So I end up going to the movies. And I saw the new Kevin Hart movie called Upside, which was very, very good. Long movie, too, because that was like around 7. I think I caught the 7:45. And I didn't get out of there until after 10 o'clock. And when I got out of there and got in the car and put my music on, the most amazing thing happened, which this song was on my Spotify folder, and I couldn't believe it, because I don't even remember ever hearing the song. It was a song by, what's her name? What's homegirl's name? Am I writing her name down? The name of the song is called Confidently Lost. What's her name? Choreo. Oh, shoot. How do I not write down her name? I printed out the lyrics, but I didn't write down. How did I not write down her name? Maybe it's on the last page. No, it's not. Huge, George. Oh. No, it's not. Oh, wow. Let me look up her name, because you need to hear the song, especially if you're single. You need to hear this song, and it will. Sorry, I don't like being unprepared. Confidently. Sabrina Claudio. Beautiful girl. Sabrina Claudio. And the song is called Confidently Lost, right? So I put the song, and what really caught me was the bass in the song. It was really a bassy, slow, sensual type of song. And this is the lyrics is what got me. So it, the song starts off, I am confidently lost. You don't need to find me because I'm not hiding anything, 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 anything. And then the bridge goes, thinking about where I've gone, where I'm going, and wouldn't change it for the world, thinking about where I'm from, if I belong there, but wouldn't change it for anything. I mean, I'm sitting there. I'm going to keep on going with the lyrics. Made up of hope and meditation, love, imagination, waters, my creations. Baby, it's amazing. All the days I'm facing, nothing seems to faze me. is on. Oh, man, I'm reading this out of sequence. Verse 1, I'm sorry. Verse 1 says, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Comfortably indulging and trying to get to know me. I'm just an outline of what I used to be, constantly evolving, steady revolving. And immediately I'm in the car like, exactly. And like I said, it's a very bassy, beautiful song. So it comes on very sexy and sensual, and then boom, she starts dropping these hardcore lyrics. Starts off like, I'm sorry, I read it out. I'm sorry, y'all. Leave me alone. It's after 10 o'clock. I'm tired. But so it starts with, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. Right there, I need to stop and dissect that for a minute, because here I am describing about this beautiful day I had. And what was so beautiful about my day is because, and I hate to say this, because I like a good friend. I like a friend around. I like, especially my days off, I like to be on a date or something like that. But what was so beautiful about my day is because here I am driving an hour and a half with full access. Like, I'm the type of person, if you get in my car, I'm going to ask you what you want to hear. You get to kind of DJ and play the songs you want to hear, because I like weird music. I don't like the stuff that they bump on the radio. I don't like regular music. As you can see, how many people even heard this song? I don't like regular music. Ain't nothing regular about me, including my taste in music. So what started off so beautiful about my day was, here I am driving this. I love driving a far distance and can just play whatever I want and don't have to worry about the passenger or the people in the car like, what's this? Oh, you ain't got no. You know how people like to hear the stuff, the same old dumb songs they play on the radio. So when this song starts off, I'm alone, but I'm not lonely, I immediately identify with that, because the last thing I was lonely. Here I am all by myself spending this day, like, bonding with me. You know what I mean? Bonding with me, and it was so beautiful, like I said, to be able to just, I don't have to worry about the radio. I could put on the song that I want to hear. I can even put on repeat and hit like I did with this song and just have the same song way over and over and over and over. I love that when you lock in onto a good song and you just have it playing. You can't do that when you have other people in the car with you. They'll start getting annoyed, especially if they're not feeling that vibe like that. So that's the first line of the first verse. And then the second line is comfortably indulging. And I was like, yeah, because here's the thing with me. I've been always in a relationship, and I mean from the time since I was a teenager, I was always in a relationship. And if while I was in a relationship that was slowly ending, I'm slowly getting right back into another one. It's called transitional relationships. So I never really was officially single. You know, you kind of, this is ending, and then, boop, you already know who you're about to get into another relationship with. You know what I mean? There's no gap. There was never a gap. So that's good-ish. But the problem with that is, how should I say this? You start living for other people all the time when you're in a relationship. So at the prime time teenage years, I'm in a relationship. And I also had a child in my teenage years. So I'm in a relationship. That's ending. I have a child. I got to finish school. So all this stuff is happening at the prime time of my life when I should be getting to know me. Like, that's when you're getting to know yourself as you're growing up. Well, I should say you should. These days, people are not doing that. We getting to know our friends, getting to know our man or our woman, and getting to know our parents and what they want us to be and who they want us to be, all these other things. And very, very rarely do anybody teach us
to get to know you, get to know yourself, look in that mirror and get to know you. I mean, how many people even teach us that? How many people even know that we're supposed to do that? I damn sure did not know that. I mean, I can never say I actually sat down. Well, I did back in 2012 for the first time in my life. I had just got a very, very hardcore, serious attached relationship, branching out from that. And the first thing, like that first week of being single, not transitioning into something else like I'm used to, where I'm really kind of sitting there like, it's just me now. And I'm like, like the first weekend that comes up, because back then I was still working at the law firm, so the first weekend that comes up, I'm like I didn't even know what to do. Because I'm like, I'm so used to being told this is what we're doing, or let's go play pool, or let's go here, let's go there. Yeah, I've been asked what I want to do, and I'm just like, whatever you want to do, like I'm that girl. What do you want to eat? I don't know, whatever you want to eat, because I'm just a people pleaser and a giver. It makes me uncomfortable when we always doing what I want to do and always eating. The last thing I ever want is somebody in my presence that don't want to eat where I said we should eat, or don't want to go where I say go. I'm like, oh, let's go to the movies. And they mind, they like their face and their mouth is going, okay. But in their mind, they're going, damn, the movies. I don't want to go to the damn movies. Like, I never want to be in a situation like where somebody's there and don't want to do that. I'd rather you say, nah, I don't really want to go to the movies. What else you want to do? I like when people give me their feedback of what do they really want to do, because I'm easy. I can go to the movies. I can go to the park. I can sit on this couch and do absolutely nothing. We can stare at each other like I'm that girl. I'm just happy in my own flesh. I don't care what we do. So having said that, so the first weekend that came up of being single, I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there like, what do I do? And I wasn't even kidding. Like, I did not know what I wanted to do. Then I sat in front of the TV and I'm like, I don't know what I want to watch. I'm so used to being told, turn to Judge Judy or turn to this or turn to that. Let's watch this, let's watch that. And honestly, I don't really like Judge Judy. I mean, I like Judge Judy. I put it like this. I don't like Judge Judy. I like court, and I like solving the cases, and I like listening to the cases, and I like hearing what the issues is. But I don't really like Judge Judy. I like that she gives it to you one and cut. But a lot of times, she irritates me because her job is to judge, but she doesn't give both sides enough time to talk to judge. So when I watch Judge Judy, I actually get irritated. I'm like, damn, I'm not going to talk. You know what I mean? So it's irritating to me to watch Judge Judy all the time. So here I am sitting here on the couch, and I didn't even know what I wanted to watch. I didn't even know what I liked to watch. And I was sitting here like, what's on? I don't even know what's on. And then I had some stuff on the DVR, which was, you know, like I didn't even want to watch the stuff on the DVR. I was just thinking, I have no idea what shows I like to watch, because I'm so used to wanting to watch what somebody else wants to watch. Then it's time to get something to eat. And I'm like, I don't even know what I want to eat. I'm so used to being told or asked, this is what we're eating, that I didn't even know what I like to eat. I did not even know what I like to eat. And I was just sitting there on the couch like, talk about loss. And that went on for a little minute. We didn't waste any time hanging back out, me and my ex, because it was just like, I think he was going through the same thing. So used to being around Shamika, what do I do? Like, we didn't know what to do. And so we started hanging back out, and then I got back in that stage of no longer getting to know me. Now that consists of what time you get off work so we can hang out. And so that went on for a couple more years. So finally we realized that wasn't going to work out, like, and been totally detached. And that was the best thing we could have did, was totally detached. Some would call it codependent. I don't want to use those things. I'm going to just say I've been in relationships for so long that I didn't get to know me and what I like and what I want to watch and where do I want to go. So fast forward to this song in present day in this show was when the what I think her name was? Sabrina Claudio starts off the song, I'm alone but I'm not lonely, deeply indulging and trying to get to know me. I was like, yeah. And like I said, the way she flowed with it, she did it so sweet in the soprano, and the bass was real. Like I said, the song is very bassy. I don't think I can play the song while I'm live. I don't know, but you play the song. Again, it's called Sabrina Claudio Confidently Lost. So anyway, the next line goes, I'm just an outline of what I used to be, constantly evolving, steadily revolving. I was like, yes, oh my God, yes. And I never knew what it felt like to do exactly what you want to do and to talk to exactly who you want to talk to. Like, I never even knew what that was. Again, I was always considering someone else's feelings or, things is just flat out inappropriate, and you can't do it, especially if you're in a relationship. The last thing you want to do is be on the phone with another dude. You know what I mean? I don't care what you're talking about, the scriptures or whatever. That's inappropriate when you're in a relationship. To just be like, oh, random. Oh, let's talk about my. That's what a couple y'all should be talking about that at home, not whatever. But I can do that. I have done that. You know, I do it all the time. So, and I love it. I love talking to different people, not just men. I do it with both men and women just all the time, saying whatever I want to say, talking to whoever I want to talk to, hanging out with whoever I want to hang out with, going on a date, because I'm not attached to that, and I'm still getting to know me. And here's the thing with this season and this stage of being confidently lost, and I'll get to the what that means in a minute, is, what was my train of thought? Because I was about to say I didn't describe what confidently lost means. So, matter of fact, let's just do that before I finish up with the rest of the lyrics. These papers got out of sequence real quick. Oh, here it is. Confidently, it means in a self-assured way that expresses faith in oneself or one's ability or quality, in a way that expresses little or no doubt about something, having strong beliefs or full assurance, being sure of oneself, having no uncertainty about one's own ability, correctness, and self-confidence. So that's what confidently means. I'm going to move these papers over here. Okay? And we all know what loss means. That is like when people are single, they go, oh, you lost. You got to find a husband, or your husband got to find you. Society makes you think, because I'm 43, as I say all the time proudly, society makes you think something's wrong with you if you reach, I'm going to say 30, and you're single and you don't have any kids, and you're not married. They put these demands in, like something must be wrong. You haven't tied the knot, you haven't had any kids. Now, I had my son early on, so because of that, that took out. I never really wanted to get married, and I'm going to tell you why. I never really saw any marriages that was made me say, ooh, I want a husband. And mine was always like, thank God he ain't my husband. That's all I've ever seen was, thank God he ain't my man. So therefore, I got real turned off from marriage. And early on, I saw someone dear to me was married, and some legal things going on with that, and nothing being done about it because she was married. And that immediately turned me off as well, because I was like, whoa, whoa, is that what marrying means? I mean, somebody could do whatever you want and damage your stuff, and nothing happened because that's their stuff too. That ain't for me. I'm not a good candidate for that. You know, so it was things that I saw legally about marriage that made me not want to ever get married. Jeff says no in general. Jeff T. Okay. The book of Judges 11:11. We was in the same math class in W. You was in my math class? 10 means what, 10th grade? Jeff T. about Jesus. Now, I don't ever forget a face. Names is. I don't ever forget a face. You was in math class with me in 10th grade? You said 10 in W. I went to the 10th grade center. Does that mean the 10th grade center in Brentwood? He said, I work for David Robinson and White Castles in Comac. Oh, my God. Actually, oh, that's amazing, because David Robinson is actually my sister and my older brother's father. He's not my father. But that's amazing. Look how tiny the world is. Wow. He said, no, but I meant no offense. I know. I was just bugging out with you. I was reading that hair is like an antenna. It is, definitely, definitely. And hair holds a lot of water. And it's absolutely. Olive oil. Yo, you said I walked through David Robinson. That's amazing. Maybe my sister Tashik, that's his daughter. Maybe she'll join in, and I'll be like, oh, he know your daddy. Yes. That's amazing. It's such a small world, right? But I don't remember what's your name again? Jeff T. Did you go to the 10th grade center in Brentwood? Because I went to the 10th grade center. I don't know what NW means. I'm assuming that means Northwest. If that means 10th grade center, then I do know you. Because I went to the 10th grade center, and then we went to Ross High School. So, yeah, I went to South Junior High School, from there to the 10th grade center, and then to Ross High School. And he said, it's okay and better than the rest of them. Then somebody named Donald Looney says, did you hear how he survived the gunshot but was suffocated by the government hospital? I did hear that, Donald. I heard that recently, and I was like, I was not surprised. I mean, at this stage, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm not surprised, but I will say I do believe that. Of course I believe that. I believe that, yeah. I mean, nobody's going to make that up. Ain't nobody going to make that up. Donald Looney said, you are so beautiful. Well, thank you, Donald. I appreciate that. As well said, I'll look her up. Oh, we got to get back to the lyrics in a minute. This is what you call a squirrel. Raymond Arbex Sadiq says, amen, thanks for love. You're welcome. Okay, and that's all for the comments. So confidently lost. So we already read what confidently means. Lost, you know, like I said, society puts these demands on you that something's wrong. I even do it too. Like if I meet somebody and they pass 35, they tell me they're single and got no kids, I'd be like, gay. Because, I mean, it is strange because you start thinking like, you probably were sexually active about 18 and up. and you ain't slip up not once in all these years, you know. I don't know. That's just what we think anyway. But I feel like to say, this is not how people, who cares how what people think of you? And if somebody thinks you gay, so what? I mean, if somebody thinks I'm gay, so what? If somebody thinks I'm I am crazy. So what? And what I want to specifically speak to is the single people that actually feel this way. And because of that, after 30, they become very, very desperate, definitely by 35, just grabbing and latching on to any old rough riffraff they can find just to say that they got a man. I'm going to say mostly women do that. Dudes really don't care. I don't think, anyway, I'm not a dude to say, I don't think dudes have a problem finding a girl. They just exist broke, ugly, short, big, sloppy. I mean, from the ugliest dude on, I don't think there's a dude alive that could say they can't find a girl. Because you guys, as some people say, you guys are outnumbered. So people are grabbing any old body. I mean, deformities and all of that. I don't think there's a dude alive that can say, I can't find a girl, no matter what they look like. So I think it's girls, really, that kind of, after 35, will latch on to anything they can find because the pickings get real. You're either going to be with somebody that's married or, I mean, occasionally, like I did, you can find a divorcee coming out of something, coming fresh out of a marriage. You can, you know, snatch him up like I did. And try to nurse him back to health. And but that's, you know, you got to move quick. and that's rare. And you got to be willing to, it's almost like, what do you want? Some people, especially women, they want to be taken care of. So when you're getting, this? Oh, how cute is this? Facebook just popped up this Friends Day thing and started showing me pictures of my niece and my son. How beautiful. Your Friends Day. Oh, I see what they're doing. Oh, I see. They just, okay, I'm just going to just share it. I don't know where that came from. I'll just share it. Friends Day video. I guess y'all got that too. What I was saying. Oh, no, I lost my train. Why did I pick up my phone? What was I about to do? What was I saying? That video just totally, because the first video that popped up was my niece, and I haven't seen my niece in a minute. Well, her beautiful self. I got real distracted just kidding. And I heard she's doing so good, by the way. She is a manager. She's making really, really good money. She's just doing it. I spoke to my sister not too long ago. She's doing really, really good. I love hearing people doing good and are blessed and all that. But this show is really to reach the singles, just say don't fall for that trap. Oh, that's what I was talking about, latching onto anything. And I do mean any old thing. He could be beating your head in, running around on you, cheating on you. And you'll say, well, at least I got a man and I'm not single. As if that means you plagued or something like that. You know what I mean? Actually, to be honest with you, I think these days to be single is a blessing. Like, I'm going to keep on going on with the lyrics. What I want the single people to see is that they're blessed right now and at peace and problem-free. Let's not forget that being in a relationship comes with problems. And it's so funny. Society puts demands on us that if we're single, something's wrong with us. As if being married is a life of perfection. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's hell. Okay? I've been engaged twice in my life. I could have been married both times, and I ended both of them. It's different when you're the one that's getting dumped all the time and you really, really want to get married. Like, for me, it was the opposite. I was the one that was ending. I can't take too much knick-knack, paddywhack, and I can't stress that enough. And I try to say everything and lay everything out of my do's and don'ts. I give everybody my do's and don'ts list up front, and it's very short. I mean, I'm real simple and basic, but I do have an upfront boundary list. God bless everybody. And if you can't follow that, then I'm out. Like, and I hate to make it sound like men are disposable, but I have my boundaries. As a single person in this season of your life, you definitely want to put up some boundaries. Don't just latch on to anything. I'm going to finish up the lyrics so you can see what I'm talking about, because she just nailed it in these lyrics. And maybe if you listen to the song, it'll make you be like, I want to get to that place, because that's a good place to be. Let me finish up the lyrics. I'm going to put the phone right here. So, hopefully they can hear me. Hopefully Blog Talk can hear me. I just turned up the volume and realized it was down. As a matter of fact, to even take it a step further, when I was about to end that relationship, talk about God wanting me to get out of that relationship, I actually heard... y'all know that song by Diana Ross called My Turn? It's My Turn. Well, I had never heard that song. And one day that song was playing in my spirit while I was chilling with my ex. And I didn't even know what song it was. I had to, like, sing it in my spirit and then Google the lyrics. And then Diana Ross popped up and I was like, what is the old classic song? And then I clicked on play and heard the song. It was almost like if God was speaking through me through that song, if that makes sense. In other words, saying, it's your turn. When you're in a relationship for women, no, I'm not going to say for women, because especially men, y'all do the serving. But I think it just talks to me. I can only speak from my own perspective. When I'm in a relationship, a lot of serving goes in that. Like, you serving him. I'm not just talking about a plate of food. I mean, like, you kind of serving him. And then you kind of losing yourself in that. You know what I mean? And then when I realized that relationship was ending and I had stayed too long, staying too long means y'all fighting more. Everything's an argument. It's becoming irritating. It's not fun anymore. Now it's just, that's where the codependency kicks in. You know, damn well y'all belong together, but y'all just so codependent on each other. You're afraid to see what it looks like being alone without each other. I don't mean being alone by yourself. I mean being without that person. And then you become codependent on each other when that stage kicks in. So one day I'm just chilling there, and it's my turn starts playing in my spirit. And like I said, I had never heard that song before. I'm at that yawn. What time is it? What time I started the show? I think it was 10 o'clock. Okay. So It's My Turn by Diana Ross came on, and it started playing in my spirit. So I went, Googled it, clicked play, and I was like, yeah. And I think God was clearly speaking through me through these lyrics. And I realized it was my turn. Not my turn to be served. I've been treated very well in my relationships as well. But as far as my turn in getting to know me,
in a relationship, you tend to study that other person, study that person's likes, study that person's dislikes, study everything about that person, and then you lose yourself because you're so busy, like, oh, conforming to each other. Maybe the other person does it too and don't realize it, but you guys start conforming to each other. Especially if you got that open dialogue where it's like that person's telling you, like you ever tell somebody, hey, tell me your likes and dislikes, and they go, I don't like a woman that yell, or I don't like a woman that is too talkative, or I don't like a woman telling me what to do. Like, so you get those lists of do's and don'ts, and then you start conforming. Oh, don't you? Listen, if you don't want to shut down, it starts timing out. So then you start conforming to that person's list, if you will. Like, let's say if I had a list, let's say, I'm going to give you a brief list of what my list would probably look like. I don't like dudes wearing baseball caps all the time. I'm in my 40s. Let's start looking like it. What else? I don't like a dude wearing, like, sneakers shouldn't be your everyday wardrobe. And it doesn't have to be shoes either. Just mix it up a little bit. Like, wear some boots. Wear some shoes. There's all kinds of shoes. It doesn't have to be dressy shoes. Switch it up. Like, switch it. If I'm in my 40s, you should be close to your 50s. Look like it. If you can shop in the same store as your son, you're probably stuck. Now, here's the thing. What if he likes wearing baseball caps every single day and that's him? You see how he'll start trying to conform to what I want? And I'm not going to say lose himself, because maybe he never even found himself, because he's stuck trying to look like a young kid. Okay, sometimes conforming is not a bad thing, and don't take it as I'm saying a bad thing. I'm talking about what happens when you're single, you meet somebody, and they give you the list, and then you start trying to live up to that. You know, be mindful of that. As a single person, you want to be mindful of that, because I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I was recently in a relationship, and y'all know I love wearing head wraps, and that's my thing. And one time, he said to me, you wear head wraps all the time? Like, he said it in a negative way, like, what? Like, dang, every time I see you got on the head wrap, you always wear head wraps? Yeah, I do. Like, it just threw me out for a minute, because most dudes love the head wraps. I've never had anybody comment negatively about something that's cultural for us. So it was just weird, number one, that. Second thing was, and every time I see you always dressed up, and I was like, I got on boots, stretch pants, and a turtleneck. Like, y'all know my style. I've had the same style for years. Nothing different. Boots, stretch pants, and turtleneck. And it is far from dressy. So I was like, this is dressed up. It's just boots, stretch pants, and a turtleneck. You know? And then I realized that person wanted me to conform to, because I said to them, well, what should I be wearing? You know, like some sneakers and some sweatpants. And I was like, it's my day off. I just like that kind of like all the time. I thought we were going on a date. I want to wear sneakers and sweatpants on a date, cause especially if I don't know where we're going. I don't want to be limited to have to, you know, I don't know where we're going. So I'm wearing my everyday outfit, which is boots, stretch pants, and a turtleneck, because I can go anywhere with it. So here's the thing. This person wanted me to conform to this little box. And thank God I knew who I was, and I'm not into that, because that's not me. If I have to go out and start buying stuff to look like how you want me to look like, something is not right with that. Like, I have sneakers. I have Keds. I have a pair of green Keds I wear. I had some Skechers. I gave them away. I'm not really a sneaker girl. I will wear sneakers, but I'm not really a sneaker girl. Like, you know what I mean? So why would I become a sneaker girl to go on a date with you? And I do have sweatpants. I have a few pairs of sweatpants. But I wear that all the time when I'm running around. On my days off, I want to go out. It's a day off. I want to go out. Like, for example, yesterday going to Atlanta, would I wear sweatpants and some sneakers to go to Atlanta? Hell no. I'm going out. I'm going out. Can we go hang out and do girl folk stuff? You know? So now guess what? The average girl would have probably went out shopping, buying sneakers, buying sweatpants to conform to this image of what this guy that's stuck in his youth wants you to look like. And then you start losing yourself. You know what I'm saying? As a single person, when you're confidently lost, you have time to get to know you. I feel like to say I had started getting to know me. So when he said that, that didn't make me wear my head wraps any less. That didn't make me rush out and want to go buy some sweatpants because I already had sweatpants and I already had sneakers. That didn't make me want to wear them any more than I do because I was just looking at this person up and down like, yeah, but you know it's my day off and I thought it was going out. You know what I mean? It was like, I think he was a little bit intimidated, and that sounds weird to say. That sounds weird to say. But usually a man has a problem with a woman not fixing herself up. Like, you see what I'm trying to say with the mindset? I don't know what that looks like to have a man not wanting you to fix yourself up. Men's argument is usually, my girl not fixing herself up. She walk around the house with sweatpants and t-shirt all day. They usually want you to fix themselves up. So had I have not been confidently lost before he found me, you kind of get lost in that shuffle of what that person wants and what that image looks like to him, as opposed to being in your queen and covering in your style, you know what I mean, with a poncho on, covered up, like, you know what I mean? I don't know. For me, it was pathetic to even have to have that discussion. F43. Well, this is last year, so I was 42, but still, it was still weird, you know, because I'm thinking, I'm just like a 42-year-old. You're just like a, and you're 50. Bless it. And I'm not talking about anybody. I'm just saying, when you're confidently lost, this stuff doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And if it tries to happen, you can kind of tap that down and be like, be easy with trying to tell me what to wear. You didn't offer to take me shopping, though, right? Hey, let me take you to the mall and buy you a pair of sneakers so if we go to the park and run around, you have some sneakers to put on. Would have been a grown man conversation. Or, hey, let me take you to the mall and buy you a sweatsuit because we're going to be running around in the park and I want you to be comfortable and not have to walk around with your high heels. That's the grown man mess right there, right? Lonely. Back to the singles. Lonely. Ask yourself, do you know you? Do you know you? Or the you that you became, which you do you know? 9 times out of 10, we know the us that we became. Hit that reset button. You don't need to do a rewind. You don't need to go back. Because some people are like, I never got to live out my youth. And then they start doing dumb things in their 40s. You don't need to do that. What I'm saying is hit a reset button. Let's do some takeaways of being confidently lost and the benefits of confidently lost means I am single by choice. I'm getting to know me first. I don't want anybody interfering with this stage yet. You want to take me on a date? Yeah. I don't want the good morning generic texts, random, waking me up. You don't know what time I'm sleeping. You don't know what time I get up. You don't know what time I'm praying. I got a whole routine I do in the morning. Starts at 5 a.m. another routine at 6:30 a.m., devotion at 8. Like, I got my whole routine, and you're not on that cycle. So I don't need that. Like, I started to get that. Like, you ever speak to somebody, and they, I have to be like, yo, chill with that. Good morning. I don't like it because, you know, I don't want to be what it really is. People that do that, they want let me tell you what the people that send generic good morning texts is. Two type of people that do that. One, they want you to be thinking of them the first thing in the morning. Okay. And two, they seem to think that you want that kind of attention, and they want to, they trying to get something. Usually when people is, you know, or three, they really can't resist it. I'll give them the three, the benefit of they really have been thinking about you and couldn't wait to text you good morning because you were the first thing on their mind. And it's natural. I get that too. I get that too. And I've had that too. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful because then when you get the text, you're like, oh, my God, yes, good morning. And you're excited about it. I get that because that's mutual. So if you do the good morning generic text with your boo, I'm not talking about you. That's mutual. Y'all should be the first thing. Second thing, God should be the first thing. Let God be the first thing in mind. I'm not saying nothing about that because that is a beautiful thing when you get that good morning text. I don't care how early it is. It could be 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, he couldn't help himself. You couldn't help yourself either. I get that. I've been there. But it's, you know, when it's not mutual, and like I said, when you're confidently lost, you actually don't want that. It's distracting. It's very distracting. Because I started, somebody started doing that with me recently off of a simple conversation. I have to be like, nope. We had one phone conversation, and that was not a green light to start texting me good morning. Every morning, early in the morning. I mean, early in the morning. Anyway, lonely. You're not lonely. You are alone, and you need to take advantage of this precious season in your life. It is a very precious season in your life to be alone. I'm not going to say lonely. Lonely means, oh, you can be in a relationship and be lonely as hell. If your man running around all around town, coming home late at night, you is going to be lonely. You are lonely. That has nothing to do with being in a relationship. You can have a whole bunch of homegirls around you and still be lonely. Dig that up. Dig that up and hit a reset button. Here's the reset button. And I don't even think we're going to make it for the full hour because... I don't even think we're going to make the full second hour because this is a two-hour show. Sorry, we've done an hour. I'm going to give some takeaways. The purpose, hopefully, before you get off this show is to be able to say you're confidently lost and really do feel confident about that. Not say you're confidently lost but dying inside because you're so lonely or you feel bad or you're suffering from a heartbreak because you need to get that taken care of first before you can be confidently lost. You got other things going on. I would never be able to sit in this spot of being confidently lost if I was suffering heartbreak. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not. Like I said, I was the one that terminated my relationships in the past. All but one, years and years and ages ago, all but one. And so I'm not suffering heartbreak, thank God. If you're suffering heartbreak, that's a whole nother show, and you need a whole nother set of steps first before you can get to the level of being confidently lost. However, if you're smart enough and strong spirited enough, you still can hit the same reset button. And actually, that can even clear up your heartbreak and go, oh, okay, I went from heartbreak to confidently lost in one day. What you'll start to see is the blessing in breaking up. Breaking up is always a blessing, no matter how the breakup happens, whether it's somebody cheated or somebody did something inappropriate, or let's say cheating and hitting, right? Both is a blessing to break up. Number one, you should not stay with anybody that would cheat on you. And two, you shouldn't stay with anybody that would hit you, right? So look at all the time you're avoiding and wasting. Breakup is a blessing in those two cases. Or three, no respect. You should not stay in a relationship where nobody does, where somebody doesn't respect you. So a breakup is a good thing. Another thing is if somebody else found someone more suitable for them, and please hear this, this may free your heartbreak as well. If somebody found someone more suitable for them, they should not stay in bondage to someone for the sake of their feelings. And I know that sounds harsh, especially if you're the victim of that, but imagine if you were the culprit of that. Imagine you're walking down the street. Well, let's just say you're at Walmart and you bump into somebody that's just, music is playing, straight from God, but you're in a relationship and you just get jittery and you just drawn to this person. I'm not talking about wanting to cheat. I'm talking about drawn to this person, like, oh my God, I cannot not pursue this. You need to break up with who you're with, right? Make sure you're sure, especially as a believer, you may want to check that out with God, because Satan knows what you like, and he will trick you. He will trick you and make you think what you've seen is the real thing. Check it with God, because you may have married or the... I hate to say this to married people because they get like, but you may have married the wrong person. Or if you're in a relationship, you may be in a relationship with the wrong person. Even the Bible supports that. If the one person, the new person, can direct your attention from the old person, you probably belong with the new person. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to do that. When I was in my relationship, nobody could even get my... You couldn't even get me on the phone to even say, hey, Mika, at my prime of my relationship. I mean, that was beneath me. I never even heard the words, I'll be back. I'm going to go hang out with someone forever. Never, never. You know, it was like inseparable. So if you have found someone that just makes you really want to just, like, you're ready to leave everything and everything, check that out with God and make sure that's from Him and you don't get tricked and rearrange your whole future from a simple mistake or for lust. Don't confuse love with lust. And definitely don't confuse God's blessings with the devil's temptations. Okay? Anyway, hit the reset button and ask yourself, do you know you? Do you know you? Or you know the you that you became with everybody else. So see, I started walking around here with sweats and sneakers and I'm not saying I don't get gully and dress gully sometimes. Yes, I do. I'm just saying I know how to switch it up. Shouldn't everybody be switching it up? I wear baseball caps all the time myself, but I switch it up. I mean, like, switch it up. Anyway. You're not you, you're them, if you can't answer that. Them means you, your idol. You're not really you, you're your homegirl, or your home, or your sister. Some people live their life through other people. Mostly they're homegirls, or you, whoever they idolize, that you got to be careful with celebrities. Some people start idolizing these celebrities and try to become them. Beyonce, Rihanna, and Cardi B, the Nicki Minaj, the Little Kim. You're not really you. You're trying to be Little Kim. or you're trying to be Beyonce, or you're trying to be Kim Kardashian. You know, like, you're not true. You just became all these things. You got to have the, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can tell when you're not being yourself because your voice starts to change. Everything starts to change. You're not happy. Suddenly now you're watching the magazines to make sure you got the latest name brand that comes out. You're watching, like, all the reality shows to make sure you're up on all this. Stop. Stop. Get to know you. That way, when you watch reality shows, you don't need to go out and say, I want to look like Kim Kardashian. I want my hair to be like Kim Kardashian. I want my... No. Want your hair to look like you. You know what I'm saying? So are you you or are you your idol? Are you your friend? Are you your money? Are you your money? Are you idolizing this money? Gotta get this paper, gotta get pay. Everything is paper. You leave your house, gotta make this money. Chill out. Let people love you for who. Yeah, you wanna pay your bills and live comfortably. I'm not saying that. As a man, yes, you have a lot of responsibilities you have to take care of. Sit your wife down and say, listen, honey, my job is not to have you foot your bill for you trying to be Kim K. Or Little K and Beyonce and whoever these magazines fashion says you should be wearing. So that's why don't we build an empire and start stacking our papers? Why don't you shop less? Let's build something. Start something of our own. So people don't want to be us, not us wanting to be them. Have that conversation. Have that conversation. Who are you? Find out who you are. And you know where to start? Start with your name. Start with your name. We got the wonderful world of Google where we can just Google stuff. Start with your name. Oh God. While you're trying to get to know you, start with your name. Have God work with you to get to know you. He created you. Who could better tell you about you than the creator of you? Yeah, your mother and father can tell you a little bit. They can only tell you how you were. They don't even know you. They don't even know them. So why would you know, I'm not talking about carnal stuff here, getting to know you. You're going to have God help you with that. Like, hey, God, I want to get to know me. I want to see why you made me, why you love me so much, why you favor me. Introduce me to the girl you see, or introduce me to the guy you see, because God sees you a totally different way than you see you. Ask God to show you who he sees you as. That's the lens you need to put on when you're trying to get to know you. Because if not, you know what you're going to be doing? Oh, look at my rolls. Oh, look at my wrinkles. Oh my God, I got a crease on my forehead. I need a little Botox here. Oh, I need to lose some weight. Oh, I need to gain some weight. All these imperfections you're going to see. Oh, my hair's too nappy. I need to perm it. I need a wig. Right? All you're going to see is imperfection if you don't have the Creator help you find out who you are and introduce you to the unique seeds. Right? It's going to be constant negative. Right? You think you're lonely, but when you get to know you, then God can send who he has for you because you're not going to destroy that person. You could teach that person a thing or two about themselves. You could even say to that person, hey, I want to get to know you, and I want you to get to know you.
so I can get the real you. Don't be afraid to teach people that. The real you. Not the rich level you. Not the new job you. Not the new car you. The real you. The you God sees. The you God put me with. Wouldn't it be amazing to know why God selected your mate for you? That would be amazing, right? Like, why you pick this woman for me, God? Why you pick this man for me? If God, in fact, picked them, and you didn't do the picking yourself, most people pick their own. Did you know you can pick your own? Well, excuse me, did you know God can pick your mate? He can. And guess what? He'll make mistakes. If you were with the man or woman that God placed you with, y'all probably argue like cats and dogs. But because those relationships are on attack, they're bullseye for the enemy, and y'all got to recognize that. But if you are with the person that God handpicked for you, ask God why. You should really want to get to know that person. Why did God pick you for me? And start dissecting everything about them. What does this person have that God says, you're a perfect match for me? Then highlight that. Expound on that. What's so special about you that God thought, excuse me, that God knew we belonged together? I bet you y'all start loving each other on a whole other level. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, takeaways. Oh my God, I thought I wasn't going to go to 4 hours. It's 11:12. Time be flying. Takeaways. Number one, who are you? Start out with your name. Google your name and what your name means. What does your name mean? When you find out what your name means, ask yourself, does it fit you? Does it fit you? It better not be a bad meeting. Hopefully, your parents knew not to plague you with a horrible name. That means something negative. And if it does, you may want to rethink calling yourself that. I don't know if you want to go and make it a whole legal name change, but you may want to tell people around you, hey, stop calling me so-and-so. And ask God to give you a new name. It gives new names. If your name needs to be changed. If your name needs to be changed. Right? Also, when you're trying to find out who you are, I say this with a little tiny, if you want, while you're getting to know you, do that ancestrything.com if you want to. I feel that they're just trying to, never mind, I don't even want to go into that because that's going to open up a whole other topic. I probably wouldn't do it, but while you're on the road to getting to know you, some people need to know, like, where they come from and all that. Do something like that because you're getting to know you, right? Like the song says, comfortably indulging. You're indulging in yourself and everything about you. How can you get to know you and you don't even know your makeup, right? Some people need to know those details to get to know themselves, right? For that page. So let's get back to more of the lyrics since time is flying by so fast. I'm just an outline of what I used to be, constantly evolving, steadily revolving. Make that make sense in your life. Make that be a reality in your life. Start evolving, okay? Start doing that. Start revolving. Get you a hobby. Find out, ask yourself, what do I like? And then do it. Ask yourself,
What do I like? And then do it. I'm not talking about negative stuff. You may like doing a lot of negative stuff. Don't do that. Find out hobbies, good stuff that you like to do. And do it. And do it. Remember, you want to be complete when God sends that person to you. You don't have to find yourself in a relationship. People are like people that's lost in a relationship as you start pulling down and dragging and lagging, right? Let's say I got with somebody right now. I already know I'm going that away. And I got my ministry is really beefing up. It's just getting started. I got things. I'm headed that away on the road called straight. You know, getting to know me more and more along because I'm getting to know God. And then you're getting to know each other more and more along the way. Do I want to meet somebody that's lagging and dragging? Nah. Stuck in their youth, stuck in the past, stuck in that lemonade juice. You ever date a person that got Sunday whole relationship? When they meet you, anything you say, oh, you always tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. Damn, why did you think that? I'm just telling you this is what we need to be. You know what I mean? Where you can't even give them your best side, especially for prophets. You can't even give them your best side of you, which is the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding from God, discernment, because he thinks you're telling him what to do. Because he's stuck in that. Somebody bossed him around, so now he thinks you're like that. Get to know you. So when an asset comes into your life, you can see that person as an asset and not a person that's just telling you what to do and bossing you around. No, they're hearing from God. You just got a cheat sheet to life. That's an amazing blessing. See it for that, right? The hook to the song, my God, I'm just lying. Oh, this is battery dying. Rest on the same. Let me just get my charger because last time the same battery low, it ended up shutting down on me. Hold on. So the hook to the song goes, there we go. Okay, cool. Oh, there we go. Okay, so the hook to the song goes, I am confidently lost. You don't need to find me. You don't define me. I'm confidently lost. You don't need to find me because I'm not hiding. Perfect lyrics. Perfect lyrics. Y'all got to hear the song to appreciate it the way it needs to be appreciated. I'm not going to sing it. That's not my thing. I'm a writer. Hold on. My phone is trying to connect. Get it together, cell phone and computer. Just sync them up. Because you can charge your phone on your computer. Anyway. Yeah, the hook. It goes, I'm confidently lost. You don't need to find me. You don't define me. I'm confidently lost. You don't need to find me. Because I'm not hiding. That was the best lyrics I've heard in a long time. And then she goes to repeat that. I said, that's a well-written song. stupid peeps, I'm confidently lost. You don't need to find me because I'm not hiding. Like they say, single people, we need to find it. Not yet. You know what I mean? Not yet. If you come into somebody's life prematurely, it's a disaster waiting to happen. A person that hasn't found themselves, like that's who needs to find. You need to find yourself. Yeah, if you get into a relationship with a person, I've dated someone that it's the worst thing in the world to, especially for a man. And I say this, men, I love y'all, but I say this because as head, you should know who the hell you are. And if you don't know who you are, you should at least know Christ, you know, and should at least know God, at least know the Holy Spirit, at least you can do. And usually the heads that are lost don't even know that. So you got the woman that's lost, the men that's lost, and then they get into a relationship together. Catastrophic, right? Yeah, so be careful jumping into a relationship prematurely and haven't found yourself. And he or she haven't found themselves either. What's the point? To destroy each other? If that's what you're going to do. Stay single and get to know you. I can't stress that. I can't stress the peace that comes along with it. Here's the thing. You may not know what you want, but you know what you don't want. Like me. I can have this list all I want. But if somebody was to say, hey, you go to the computer and design this perfect man for you, I probably would stumble a little bit because I don't really know what I want. I mean, I could say, I don't even want to start giving a description. But here's the thing. I know what I don't want. And that I can be real confident with because there's a lot of gorgeous men. I could say, oh, bald head and dark skin. I could say, oh, dreads. I like dark skin. I could say dreads and dark skin. And I could say brown skin, you know. I don't think I would say light skin because I prefer dark skin. But if I can have all of this, you know, tall, it's obviously done. Nobody wants anybody short. Muscles, I'm like a muscle bound. I don't like those tight head muscle guys. But fit, you know, fit. Because at 43, like I said, you get with the wrong dude, he starts breaking down, in and out of the hospital, getting dialysis, and he got sugar, and this and that, and all kinds of problems wrong with him. I want a man that takes care of himself and eats well, but he ain't got to be a muscle head. So here's the thing. I know what I don't want, okay? I know what I don't want. And that's when you start finding yourself confidently lost, you start to get that list of what you don't want, right? That list is more important than the do-want list, right? So then she gets to the bridge, and the bridge goes, thinking about where I've gone, where I'm going, and I wouldn't change it for the world. That identified with me so much because I'm at that stage. Some good things is coming up. God is downloading some good ideas. Same way out of my comfort level. That's when you know it's God. I'm way out of my comfort zone, but he's still pulling me up there. So there's a table prepared for us in the season, and I'm coming up to eat at it. Beautiful thing. And I wouldn't change it for the world, like the lyrics say. And then it goes, think about where I'm from, if I belong there, but I wouldn't change it for anything. Right? You don't want to erase who you are, your upbringing, and what's molded you into the glorious complete package that you look at in the mirror. And I don't care how you grew up, the hood, welfare, whatever. I mean, what I'm saying is that stuff is not who you are. You just, that's just what you went through, you know, and you got to see the good, the bad, the ugly, if that makes sense, okay? That doesn't define you. You got to see the good, the bad, the ugly. God says we're going to experience all things, right? It's a time to be poor, it's going to be a time to be rich. Time to be happy, time to be sad. Time to laugh, time to mourn. Time to this, time to that. So you already lived out that season. It's just going to go up for you. And you need to understand that. I don't care what's going on in the world. If you already was poor, your rich days are coming. If you've been miserable and sad, your happy days are coming, right? Like, understand the season, understand the timeline. Your timeline is different than everybody else's timeline. Then verse 2 goes, made up of hope and meditation, love, imagination, waters my creation. Baby, it's amazing. All the days I'm facing, nothing seems to save me because I'm confidently lost. And I was like, man, I don't envy anybody in a relationship right now because this is a good seat to sit in, being confidently lost, because like I said, it's not lonely. Yeah, I like to go on a date on my days off. But that's all. Okay? That's all I like to do on my days. Go on a date. Nice to get dressed up, and I work and live around a bunch of women. So I do like to just kind of sit and chew a man's ear off if I could. I don't go on dates. I haven't gone on But I would like to. I would like to. And, right? Just to just, because I'm always around women, you know, like just to get away from the estrogen, you know? But, this is what I'm saying for the people that's confidently lost. Make sure you are distraction free. That's the beautiful part about this season of peace. Being single is your season of peace if you understand that. And stop saying you're lonely or feeling lonely. That's just the mindset. Say, shut up. I'm in a season of peace and distraction free. Dating is a distraction. Dating is a good distraction or a bad distraction. Good distraction means that person starts to, you meet somebody, y'all go on a date, you have a good time. Then that person sits in your mind all day long and you can't stop thinking about him or her. That becomes a distraction. You know, then you can't hear God. God's trying to say something. You thinking about that guy, about that girl, right? It's like a computer scanner, too. When you meet somebody, your brain starts scanning all the possibilities. I don't think guys do this, girls do. All the possibilities. You go through the possibility scan. Is he the one? Is he my husband? What kind of husband would he make? Do you got any bad qualities? What's good about him? I don't know. Can I live with him for the rest of my life? Can I be Distractions. This is not the season to get distracted either. Get busy with your... Don't misunderstand and think I'm talking about when the Bible says in the end it's going to be men lovers of selves more than God. That's not what I'm talking about. If you got that from what I'm saying, I'm not even going to address it. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being confident in God, and you have time for God. Open up that your heart, your mind, your soul for God, and get to know you. So when he sends that person your way, you think God wants us lonely? Hell no. God ain't about that. He's not about being lonely. He's about peace and happiness and as one and togetherness. But you can't, you know why you can't get as one? Because you don't know what your one consists of. They don't know what their one consists of. So when you try to get together to be one, it's like this. It butts heads. one. This is what one looks like. Right? They won like this. That's not good. Next. Are you ready to be a wife and serve? Because that's what a wife is, serving her husband. Careful what you wish for, especially if you're in the up, the come up, the up and coming. All these ideas that the Holy Spirit has given you, ask yourself, do I have time to be a wife now? Or husband. Like I said, it's not one-sided. I'm a woman, so I'm speaking from my perspective, but it's really not one-sided. Whatever I'm asking the women, I'm asking the men. You ain't got no job yet? Get you a job first before you start taking on a relationship. A competent enough job where you're not sitting at the dinner table counting, ooh, I hope she'll want dessert. Ooh, oh, you know what I mean? Get your paper together. You too, ladies, because he shouldn't be sitting at the table like that. Don't be afraid to say, we can go Dutch on this bill. Nobody should be sitting there fretting about the bill. Get it together. But guys, get your paper up. You shouldn't be dating if you ain't got no job. That's actually what I respect about my son. He is so adamant about being a model that he has not taken on any serious nothing. He's focused. I'm going to be a model, and I'm not taking on no extra baggage right now. I'm focused. I respect him for that. I respect him, but I'm sure he's dating, you know, little knick-knack paddywhacking. But I respect that he knows what he wants, and he's not compromising it. I respect him for that. I respect him for that. You know that expression, I'm doing me? Do you. Good you, not the bad you. the good you that you're getting to learn, do you. People go, I'm going to do me. You do you because I'm going to do me. They say it in the negative. It's not negative. Do you for real. The good you. That means find out what you like and do it. Good. And make sure it's in the will of God. Make sure it's in the will of God. Oh, I wrote down, I'm 43 years old and I got 4 strands of gray hair. That's good to say. I know when it's time to pluck the stress out of my life. I'm flattened. The tips of it is the auburn. This is my real color here. And it's just little tips that still dye. You don't see any grays in my hair, and I'm 43 years old. I got maybe one over here, one over there, one over there. Like, I know where they are. I can count the grays. There's about 4 of them. Am I perfect? No. Do I always make the right decisions? No. But here's one decision I don't waver on. My boundaries. You will be removed out of my life with the quickness. If it's you or me getting gray hair, you will be removed with the quickness. And develop that as a single. Stop settling for these riffraffs. Just to say you got a man, because you really don't got a man. You got a riffraff, right? And then guys, that's not one-sided. That's for you too. That's for you too. With this woman, don't get her pregnant. Don't get her pregnant. I already said this. I'm making sure I touched everything on the bullet list. When you're single, you can wear what you want. Head wraps, all that stuff. I was mad when I wore it because I started thinking about being told, oh, you always wear head wraps, and every time I see you dressed up. Who raised you? There's a comedian that came out, and that was the thing. He would go, who raised you? It might be something stupid. Here's the thing, okay. Oh, God. It's 11:34. I got to get in bed. Here's the thing. Start exercising. Me too, because I've been whooping down, man. If I tell you how much I weigh, I'd be like, you know why? Because I've always been a skinny mini my whole life. I'm not a skinny mini anymore. But let's start exercising, working out, get something lucrative popping off. Find your hobby. Find your dislikes. Find your likes and your boundaries. Okay? Exercise, work out. Get something lucrative popping off. Find your hobby. Dislikes, likes, boundaries. Okay? Please do that and do yourself a favor. Okay? And you'll be confidently lost. And you can stop looking like, or worse, feeling lonely. Feeling lonely is not a good feeling. It's not a really good feeling. It's not a good look at all. Being lonely, feeling like, I have nobody to call. Nobody loves me. Like, you shouldn't be sitting in that spot. You should be like, I'm so glad that I'm in a state of peace and distraction free, that I don't have the burden of having to call somebody every hour on the hour. And if I miss an hour, that person thinks I'm doing something. Like, you know what I mean? Look at the benefits of peace. But you're not going to see it that way as long as you're still trapped in what society says you should have and look like at your age, right? If you're single, something's wrong with you. When did that happen? Right? We're going to read the comments and then I got to go to bed, y'all. Oh, thanks everybody for joining. Gained Rudy said, love it. Keep doing what you're doing. Blessings, blessings, and more blessings. Thank you so much, Gained Rudy. I appreciate that. Gained Rudy says, yes, very true. Thanks so much, brethren. I appreciate that. Myrick Terry says, Myrick means the brave one. Very good. Are you confusing that with Maverick? Myrick Terry says, Tenzil, what I told you about quoting your God, I'm not even going to say those names because I know how slick you can get. I plead the blood of Jesus over any names that I might have said in error that Myrick may have posted, because I know you on that other side. You think you slick trying to get me to say some names before, but I caught it. Almost slipped up this time. I splashed the blood of Jesus on any name that is not of God. In Jesus' name. Slick Rick. Myrick again says, I like to write poetry about beautiful people. Is that right? You need to write some poetry about that false doctrine that you want to keep telling you in false doctrine. And you know it and don't even seem to care. Blessed. Myrick Terry says, you can boss me anytime. And I'm going to start bossing you. For sure. I'm going to start bossing you. You need to be bossed around. And that false doctrine like that, posting them random. You're like a devil flunky, Myrick, and you need to step out that box. Like trapped as a devil flunky. It's like he personally selected you to be his flunky. It's pathetic. Word. Myrick says, I like it. It's very submissive. I like it. It's very submissive. What is he talking about? Oh, he's talking about the bossing you around? Oh. Myrick says, wonderful disaster. Yeah. Myrick says, no Trinity, there's only God. He don't need no partners. It's too late for this nonsense. It's too late for this nonsense, Myrick. I'm telling y'all, he's on false doctrine. He's where he needs to be here. I'm just saying. Sometimes I can, and sometimes can't. Tonight is one of those can't. It's 11:40. I got to go to bed. Myrick says, no Trinity. I'm not even going to read that dumb mess.
Myrix is burnt down. Jeanette May says, thank you. You're welcome, Jeanette. And y'all stop bugging out when Valentine. Y'all don't bug out when Valentine's Day come up. Find something to do and do it on Valentine's Day. Like, stop making these man-made, demonic, pagan holidays come up and make you feel some type of way about yourself. You know what I'm saying? I should start doing conferences every Valentine's Day. Matter of fact, yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to do, what am I doing on Valentine's Day? No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm sure I'm not doing anything. So I'm going to do a show. So those that are lonely or whatever don't have to feel some type of way. Maybe, maybe. I doubt very seriously I'll do anything. Oh my goodness, I'm so tired. I'm very, very sleepy. Danette says, thank you. Myra Terry says, I need healing. You damn sure do need healing. You really, really do. You do. Danette gave the fingers. Myra says, I'm waiting on my date. You ain't get no date from me. I don't date from the other side, homie. I don't date from the other side. Mm-mm, I'm not doing that. Myrick says, see you later. Good show, but I already know what I need, baby. Well, I hope you get what you need, Myrick, okay? I hope you don't stay lost for too long, because that door will not always be available. It's going to be shut soon. When he shut it, no man can open it. It's not going to be available all the time. Keep that in mind, homie. Remember what you heard first. Everybody else that joined in today, thank you so much. If you know somebody that's single and always kind of mopey around, oh, nobody knows. Debbie Downers, Negative Nancy's, oh, I'm just waiting on the Lord to find me. And you're not waiting on the Lord. The Lord is waiting on you to find yourself. Okay? You're not going to send a man to you like that, desperate in the state like that. Get it together. Get it together. And being in a relationship is a lot of work. Are you ready to put in that work? Okay, it's a lot of praying, a lot of this, a lot of that. And I'm not talking about any over the regular relationship. If God sends you a man, you guys become bullseye for the enemy. So that's the time to armor up. And like I said, I've been through that. That's just tiring for me. Maybe after I get all this other stuff popping off that I'm about to get popping off, maybe, yeah. Yeah, it would be really, really nice. But he would have to be on that same accord. You know what I mean? Equally yoked. You know, that's what God meant when he said, don't be unequally yoked. They're just going to make you mad and pull you down and make you stagnant. And eventually you're just going to be at a standstill. Stay away from people like that. Right? Well, I don't like to leave any souls on the table. If you was feeling some kind of pull during the show, like you want more, or you do want to feel this peace, you do want to feel this confidently state of peace to be single and not always having to feel like something's wrong with you because you don't have a man, or something's wrong with you because you don't have a wife. Your longing is for God. Just open your mouth and say, Father in heaven, I believe that you are God and that Jesus is your son. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and that after 3 days he arose from the dead. Today I make a quality choice to turn from my past ways. Jesus, I ask you to please forgive me of my sins, and I invite you to come into my heart to be Savior and Lord of my life. Make something new of me. Create a hunger in me for your word. I want to fully understand my responsibility and authority as your child. Thank you for salvation and for the promise of abundant life, spiritually, physically, economically, and socially. Father, I purpose to give your name the praise, the honor, and glory with the words of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And it's just as simple as that. Welcome to the kingdom. And I look forward to teaching you more and more about the kingdom. If you became a new believer soon and you want to reach out to one, tell me about it. Number two, ask any questions about it. I am available. Just get in my inbox and I'll make time to speak to you. Keep it exclusively about spirituality. I don't have time. Just kind of shake and bake and or politic on the phone because I'm always busy. But if you have, legitimate questions and answers, just don't hesitate to ask me in the inbox or wherever you feel comfortable asking me. Also, I did a lot of shows already, so I can plug you in with that show. Click on my link to the Shamika Block Talk radio page, radio show page. It has all the shows I've done. If you want to catch up there, okay? All right, y'all, I can't even keep my eyes open any longer. They are just kind of falling down completely. And my body's like, girl, you got another 5 minutes before we just shut down. So y'all have a blessed rest of the week. And I haven't forgot about that show about the Bible contradictions. I want to tackle that next. We'll see this up for tomorrow. I got a bunch of stuff going on tomorrow, but we'll see this up tomorrow, okay? All right, y'all, thanks for joining again. Over and out. And remember to love yourself, okay? Not more than God, but you do want to love yourself. Take care of yourself, okay? Dress yourself properly. Make yourself look good. When you start looking good, then you start feeling good. You start looking good and feeling good, then you start acting good. Next thing you know, you're good, okay? All right, over and out.